Welcome back, everybody. So now that I'm finally off this Facebook ban, don't mind all the background noise you're about to hear. I didn't really set up today too well. So you're going to probably hear some echoes. You might even hear my dog. You might hear me plugging in my phone, or that even, that you might have just heard. That's the charger. Let's go. So what's on my mind? What's on your mind? What's on everybody's mind? That's like the question of the week, isn't it? Let's see. Probably things that are on my mind are things I can't speak about. What I've just learned is I have been on a ban from Facebook since the first episode of 2021 that I posted about COVID and about some of the things that were going to happen during that, air quotes, I'm using air quotes, pandemic. Uh-oh, gonna get you with the shots. You get the shot, you won't get it. Oh no, you got it. But you need to get the booster, or, oh, wait a minute, you got it again! They don't know what the fuck they're doing! Ah, shit. I wasn't supposed to swear for the first 7 minutes, and I'm not starting over. Anyway, so I'm learning new rules about this thing. So basically, like, if you want to be a part of the, again, air quotes, algorithm, you can't swear for, like, a certain amount of time in the beginning. It could be 5 minutes, it could be 10. But my gut is telling me it's 7, and I don't know why it's telling me that. So I'm just going to go with what my gut says. 7. So, 7. I'm going to have to look that up. But I don't really know what I signed on to talk about today. I have a few things on my mind. I was listening to a lot of Joe Rogan, and they were talking about all the stuff that's going on over in Iran. And it's just something that seems like nobody has a true opinion on. It seems like something that a lot of people are dancing around. They don't want to say these people should kill those people, this, that, or the other. I can't sit here and pretend that I know what's going on because I don't. But what I do find really interesting, this isn't meant offensively. This is just something that I have viewed, and I'm sure a lot of people have viewed it throughout their entire lives. What is it? You're going to hear the door open, sorry. What is it? I want to say this the right way, because I really don't want to come off in a poor light, because I'm just genuinely curious. That's all this is curiosity that right here, this question is. Why does it seem like all throughout, you know, history, as far as wars go and as far as religion goes, most wars have been started because of religion. This is proven fact. And it seems like a lot of those wars had to do with eliminating the Jews. And I don't get it. I'm not going to sit here and pretend, you know, that I know what happened in the Bible. I know some of the footnotes. I know apparently it was a Jewish person who did kill Jesus while he was on the cross. So let me kind of pose the question to you this way. Why is it that throughout all of history, Jews are always being persecuted? Does it stem back? And again, I'm just asking. I don't get it. I don't know. But does it stem back to the fact that a Jew, and I don't mean to say it like that, a person of Jewish religion, right, killed Jesus Christ? Is that where all of this hatred comes from? Is it because the Jewish religion killed Christianity's savior, Jesus Christ, God's son? That's something that I don't get. But what I would like to find out, or someone explain to me, is why does it seem like all throughout history the Jews are the ones that are about to get killed off? Like, what is it that they must have done something? I'm not saying they did, but like in someone's view or hindsight or history, or like why is it that like Hitler went after the Jews, Israel is after the Jews, Hamas is after the Jews, fucking Christianity used to go after the Jews back, you know, when they killed fucking God's son, Jesus Christ. Again, I'm not some, like, expert. I'm just asking, like, a very curious question. Why does it always go back to them? And if I had to be speculative and say, well, let's say it all originates from this one event. Let's say it did originate from the killing of Jesus Christ, right? I think it's understandable that even though God's not a vengeful, he's not supposed to be vengeful, right? I think that it would be understandable that if a certain culture or religion, doesn't matter who, killed your son, you might want retribution for that. But then that takes away from what we're told God is. So I can't really say that, or I can't really believe that, well, this hatred towards the Jews comes from way back in the days when they delivered the final blow, killing Jesus. So where does all the hatred come from? And no, and why is there all this hatred? What exactly have they done? This is one of those topics where it's so hard to talk about because people like me have only heard things in the news. So I hear side A, and then I hear side B sometimes. And then what I would call side C is somebody who comes in, they take the sides of A and B, they view it, and then they come up with their own rational, like, logical reason something's happening by combining or finding factual reasons within A and B. Right? You get what I mean? So, like, some things in A from argument A are true and wrong, and then there's some things in argument B that are true and wrong. So then when argument C comes in, it combines both of those arguments, the right side of A and the right side of B, and then it adds its own opinion in, and maybe that's kind of the closer middle ground that we can actually draw from when it comes from information. Because clearly when anybody gives out information, it is for the benefit of themselves, right? They're not going to say, if you can hear that, that's a plane coming over. They're not going to give you a position against something that they stand strong on. You're going to hear another one. I apologize. Every time I do these podcasts, someone always messages me. So yeah, I didn't mean to come on and I hope it didn't sound like I was hating on anybody from any type of religion. I just had a genuine question of why does it seem like throughout history, why does it seem like throughout all of human history, a lot, not only have probably 90% of the wars been due to religious beliefs and differences, but why does it also always go back to the massacre of the Jews? I really just don't understand it. Is there an actual reason for it? If you went back far enough, but then again, you say, well, get over it. How long do you hold on onto a grudge for? I might sound like I'm grasping at straws right now. It's because I'm talking about something I truly know nothing about, and I would never pretend to know anything about that. All I know is I've been listening to a few different sides, and it seems like the argument is mainly about the justification of killing innocent people. I don't think there is a justification for killing innocent people, regardless of race, creed, or religion. I don't think that matters. You should never kill innocent women or children or hurt them or harm them. So I get really confused when I see people talk and they ask one person, or rather one side, to condemn another side. To me, both sides are condemned because I don't personally feel like I need to know the full background in history. All I know for sure is both sides are killing innocent, well, they're also raping innocent women and children. And that's not right. It doesn't matter what the causality is there. Okay, apparently someone did strike first, someone did do something first. There has to be a retaliation. But to what extent? To what point does a government set in and say, okay, where does this stop? You're retaliating, and then he's retaliating, and then he's retaliating based off of what you just did. And it's always going to be this back and forth. I also don't understand, this is just speculation, why does the United States care, as mean as it sounds, about what's going on over there other than possible oil productions? Because if you think about it, if you actually take your feelings aside, right, and you think about this, how does this actually affect our lives? It doesn't. At the end of the day, whatever's going on in that part of the world, my electricity bill is the same, my pay rate is the same, pretty much everything in my life has stayed the same. Now, you can argue that it makes certain foods, goods, and services less available, so it would increase the price on those. That's a fair argument, and I'm sure you could make that argument. But my initial point is whatever is going on over there, I think we need to let them handle it. I think us coming in and trying to put our foot down on one side or the other is just going to create a future war or a future... No, it's going to create a future war for sure. So we're going to say, we take a side on this, but then 20 years down the line, the side that we didn't take remembers that. And they probably will want revenge. It seems like that that area of the world is all about like revenge, sadly, right? Can't just all get along, God forbid. But why can't we get along? Because I bet you at the end of the day, if you took religion out of it, you took a guy from Hamas, you took a guy from, whatever, Iraq, Israel, Afghanistan, Kuwait, wherever they are, people from Africa, people from Europe, people from America, Mexico, all over the place. If you put random average people of all different race, culture, ethnicity, all of that into a room, do you think that they're going to come up with going out into an all-out war? They're probably going to sit down. They're probably going to talk about each other's cultures, the differences, what they like about it, what they find interesting, the history and all that stuff. Inherently, humans don't want to fight each other. So why is it that the government, a few thousand people, maybe 10,000 people in the government, say, compared to the billions of innocent people who don't want war? Why is it that we're pawns, basically, right? Like, they're the kings and queens, the knights, the rooks, the bishops, and we're just pawns. So I ask you, if there's 7 billion pawns and 10,000 kings, knights, rooks, and bishops, why is it that they control all of us? Why do we have to go, or anybody has to go to another country and die on foreign soil? It doesn't make any sense. For what? Because last time I checked, no one from Afghanistan, no Jew, no Catholic, no Christian, no nothing has ever went out of their way to harm me or do anything to me. This was the same basic argument that Muhammad Ali used when being confronted about not wanting to join the Vietnam War. He said, and I'm not gonna, he said the N-word, right? But he said, ain't no Viet Cong ever called me nigga. Sorry to say the word. I'm just repeating a quote. You can get upset if you want, but that's what was said. But you know what? He made a very fucking valid point, because no one ever called him the N-word from Vietnam, but yet in his own country, he was put in jail because he didn't feel right to go over there and kill innocent women and children and men in a war that had nothing to do with him. That a lot of wars are between governments. They're not between they're not always between the peoples. You can do the Hamas and this one separately, because that's clearly about individual peoples and beliefs. But most wars are this government wants something from that government's land, and then they send people in like me and you to die to further enhance their pockets with, you know, oil money or maybe a mineral or just whatever type of thing we're looking for in that continent. My point is that it's baffling to me that just because a nation, quote unquote, wants to go to war, that people actually follow through. What would really happen if everybody in the military was like, you know what, I actually have nothing against like Iran or Iraq or other militaries say that about each other, right? About, so you have opposing sides. So you have side A and side B. You have general from side A telling them to attack side B, and you have general from side B telling you to attack side A. But the only difference is there is the people. The people who are going to initiate the attack, I bet you they actually don't have, for the most part, if it's not a religious war, if it's just like governmental, I want your oil and bullshit, which it mostly is like that too. If it's one of those wars, they don't hate the person they're going up against. They're just following orders. So why can't they just turn around and say, like, have the politicians fight for this stuff? Why do you guys have to send us to war to fight for things that 70% of Americans don't care about, and about 85% of the people who elected you into office don't care about? It seems like our government truly is just the military-industrial complex. It just wants to perpetually keep us in war so that we're just constantly fighting, we're constantly against each other, so that we can never actually band together and stand up to our own tyrannical government, who thinks that the entire world needs to be run in the way that our government sees fit. I am going on a fucking rant, and I apologize, people. This is not my intention. But welcome back. This is going to be the new podcast. We're just going to talk about anything. I'm going to talk about aliens again because you guys know I'm obsessed with aliens. The David Grush thing I talked about the last episode was awesome. And again, I'm finally off this Facebook, man. I learned a few things. I can't swear between the first 5 and 10 minutes, which I already messed up in this podcast, but we're going to keep it because I don't edit the podcasts because that's not me. Okay? Again, just how I do it at that time is how you will get it. Unless I'm correct. No, you'll always get it how it's done. Live, bitch. So, we've got a few updates coming everyone's way that's involved with me. I am actively looking into what it would take to create a Patreon page, and I'm also actively looking into a co-host, which I think I actually found. And it's going to be a comedy podcast that we would put on Patreon, hour-long episodes, maybe like $1 subscription, 50 cents to $1. The cheapest we can make it, we'll make it, because we're just doing it for fun, but the Patreon will allow us to say the words that we want to use and say the things and talk about the things the way we want to talk about them. Otherwise, if I put it up on Facebook, I'm just going to get that same ban I just got. So the ban I just got on Facebook didn't allow my profile to be shown to other people. So every time I shared my podcast in the algorithm, it put me beyond the bottom. It didn't allow other people to see it. So for instance, I would tell my friend like Joe, I'm like, hey Joe, I'm gonna post my podcast right now, can you tell me if it shows up in your feed? And he'd be like, hey, did you post that yet? And I'm like, yeah, I posted it 2 hours ago. It never shows up in his feed. But then I would post like something argumentative that would make people argue with me or with each other, and Facebook posted that right away, and it made the reach go to like 1500. I have all the screenshots. I have so much stuff to actually prove what I'm saying is correct, that they were censoring my podcast, and it was mainly after the first COVID episodes I did. So I'm learning, and I'm not gonna lie, you know, I apologize for taking so long to do more episodes, but it kind of takes the wind out of your sails when, you know, you are starting to get 20,000 plays an episode, and then all of a sudden they just decide to pull you, and it makes it really hard to grow. So like, follow, share, comment, tell me what you like, what you don't like. You don't need to hold anything back. I'm pretty easy to reach. I'll always respond to you guys. I look forward to hearing some feedback about what type of content you would like to hear moving forward. So feel free to like, comment, share, leave a rating if you want. I'm not saying leave 5 stars, leave an honest rating. Just tell me the type of content you would like, and I will deliver that to you. And the comedy podcast is going to be gold. My name on that podcast is going to be Rumple Foreskins. That's right. You heard it here first. My name on that podcast will be Rumple Foreskins. So, again, you're going to be in for a pretty funny treat. So, thanks again for tuning in. I'll be uploading an episode next week. And maybe we'll just talk about... Maybe I'll just go on another rant. I like ranting. I haven't got to do this in a while, so maybe I'll just do some rants. Again, if there's any subjects you want to hear me rant about or talked about or discussed, or if you want to come on the podcast, again, just reach out. It's very easy. We can get you on the podcast. We can talk about your interests. We can promote things that you're into or trying to promote. It's very easy. My goal here is to let the average person feel what it's like to be on a podcast. A lot of us listens to podcasts, but a lot of us don't have the opportunity to be a guest on one. And I would love to give a lot of you the opportunity to be a guest on one. So just reach out. Let me know what you would want to talk about, just so I can research stuff too, so I can talk back and forth with you guys, so we can have a good cohesive conversation. And we'll go from there. I really look forward to hearing from everybody. And as they always say, this was the Looking Forward Podcast. Thank you very much. Signing off.